This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. If you have watched some of the biggest TV comedies of the last 40 years, you've seen my next guest's name on the screen in the credits. With his partner David Isaacs, Ken Levine has written and directed and produced shows like MASH and Cheers and Frasier and Wings and on and on and on. He has also worked in the Major League Baseball broadcast booth, calling games for the Seattle Mariners and the Baltimore Orioles. And he also has one of the most popular showbiz-related blogs online. And now he's taken all those talents and channeled them into his first novel, which is called Must Kill TV, and he's here to talk about it. Ken, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you very much, Paul. Great to be here.
Is the book only available in a Kindle edition? And if so, why?
It's only available in a Kindle edition for the next day or two, and then the paperback will be available.
There you go. Tell my audience the plot of Must Kill TV.
Well, Must Kill TV centers on a network president, and he's having trouble these days. His network is starting to falter. The Ann Coulter family sitcom didn't work, and the cop show with two gay cops isn't doing too well, or Snoop Dogg as an international lawyer, that's not going well. He has one big hit, and that's up for renewal, and unfortunately, the star has already made a gajillion dollars and isn't looking to continue the show until he has a favor to ask. And he says to the network president that he will renew if the president kills the star's ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what's more important, human life or the Tuesday night lineup? And this sets into motion a series of mishaps. Needless to say, it is a thriller, a comedy noir, I guess. And, you know, how do you plan a murder when, you know, you're not used to it? And he does what most people would do, and that is go through pilots and look for plots in cop show pilots.
That's what most people would do?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what most people would do. So it's that kind of book. It's very funny. There's a lot of satire, and it also says an awful lot about the television industry and the way it works and the type of sharks that are in it.
You know a lot of people because you've worked in the industry for so long. Did you purposely have to write around people you know?
Yes, to a certain extent. I'm not using any names. But you know how that always goes. And I've found down through the years when I've written television shows and I've modeled a character after somebody I know. And he does something really annoying, and I'm always worried that, oh, you know, the guy is going to realize that I'm doing him. And invariably, he'll say to me, hey, I saw that show last night, and that guy was so funny. I know people just like that.
So not only have you based it on real-life people, you also have named some of your characters after people who, like, going back to high school friends of yours, right?
Yeah, I do that all the time. I use old girlfriends, girls who never dated me, that sort of thing. And, you know, down through the years on various projects, it's always tough coming up with names. And when I was the head writer on MASH, and this is for year 7 if you have the DVD, you know, you're always looking for the names of patients and corpsmen and military personnel. We just went down the roster of the Los Angeles Dodgers that year. So all of the patients are named Garvey and Say and Lasorda. Again, if you go back and look at the DVDs, you'll start recognizing all of these names. It was just so much easier than having to come up with 3 more names for patients.
With all those years behind you of writing TV sitcom scripts, how difficult was it to change gears and write a novel?
It was, you know, the tough part, I'll be very honest with you, was putting everything in the past tense. Because when you write scripts It's always in the present tense.
Uh-huh.
Hawkeye enters, Hawkeye crosses to the bar, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then you had to write in a novel, Hawkeye entered, he crossed to the bar. that was really the hardest part. But it was actually fun because it gave me a chance to really open up a little bit and have more fun and let the characters breathe. And, you know, you get to talk about what's going on inside a character's head, which you never get to do when you're writing television, unless, of course, the character talks to himself. But that was really fun. You know, when you write a screenplay, you have to be so economical, and scenes will begin right in the middle so that they'll only be 20, 30 seconds on screen. But in a novel, when you're really trying to put the reader into that world, you can take your time and someone can enter a scene and you can show or basically display the entire conversation. So I like that.
When we talked about the TV shows that you worked on, from MASH to Cheers to Frasier to many others, and the big screen movie Volunteers with John Candy and Tom Hanks, I'm curious if any of those stars of any of those, and you worked with some people who, you know, started making some really big bucks and probably started getting really big heads, did they ever make outrageous demands of you or their network executives?
You know, they have never done it to me personally, but I have heard of many crazy, from specifics in dressing rooms and the size of windows to needing the corporate jet so many days a year. Those demands do get made. And these stars are so valuable to the networks that you pretty much have to do it.
Yeah, got to go along if you want the hit show to stay on the air, which is
yeah.
The basis of must-kill TV. Now, there's a scene in the book, Ken, that takes place in the Cheers bar.
Uh-huh.
The one in Boston, the Bull and Finch, which, of course, was the model for the TV show.
Yes, I'm familiar with it, yes.
Yeah, I know you are.
Yes, yes.
Were you there on the last night, the night the last episode aired?
And then the stars
went drunk on Leno's show?
I was indeed, and we sat upstairs. When you see the bar on television, it's really that building. There's like 2-3 stories, and the owner of the bar owns the entire building. And we were upstairs in like a big library, and we were watching the show. Meanwhile, in the Boston Commons, they had set up like a big jumbo vision board, and there were like 20,000 people watching the show. It was really odd because someone would say a joke and you would hear 20,000 people out the window laughing. But the show is over at like 11 o'clock, and it's a very emotional time. We're all wrecked. Everyone is hugging and crying. For many of us, we spent from 9 to 11 years on that show, so it really was a family, and it was, like I said, extremely emotional. And then at 11:20, they came upstairs from The Tonight Show, because they were filming it downstairs in the actual bar, and said to the cast, okay, come on, you got to go on live network TV. And it was like if you were just coming out of a funeral and somebody takes you aside and says, okay, you got to go be funny now in front of 30 million people. And so the cast was just in no emotional shape.
Wasn't just the emotional state.
Well, yes, there were adult beverages that were served throughout the evening.
I mean, that night may be one of the most memorable nights of television Jay Leno ever presided over, and I don't think it's ever been rerun anywhere, but I vividly remember watching that night and thinking to myself, boy, was this a bad idea.
Oh, imagine how the rest of us felt. We're sitting upstairs with Bob Wright, who was the chairman of GE, and with Warren Littlefield, who's the president of NBC, and, you know, the rest of the writers. And we're just watching this live going, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is the sort of thing that might get our show canceled. Good thing we're going off the air before that can happen. The book is called Must Kill TV. I'm only about halfway through, but I'm really enjoying it. It's a terrific read.
Thank you.
And I wish
I were you and didn't know how it ends.
Well, thanks for joining me here, and thanks for all the continuing great work on your blog, which is also a great read.
My pleasure. Thank you, Paul.
Ken Levine with Paul Harris here on America Weekend. I'm here every Saturday and Sunday through the Envision Radio Networks.